Kim, pretty big day here in Portage. MJ announced, or Puck Canada announced, that the Terriers will be hosting the national championship in 2020. Can you just little talk about the what played into this decision and talk about the summer here?
Well, the initially, 2020 is going to be the 50th anniversary of the Junior A Championship in Canada. So the very first event in 1970 originated with Hockey Manitoba donating the Centennial Cup to Hockey Canada. And so it's from there it's now gone, you know, 48 years, and in 2020 it'll be 50 years. And so the thought came, it didn't come from Manitoba, but the thought came from another province, one of our colleagues, that it might be a good idea for Manitoba to host the event in 2020, being the 50th anniversary. So once we sort of, I got my head around that, to which didn't take very long. You know, we had within the league an internal discussion about who might be interested in doing and putting forward the bid to host it. And, you know, Portage was successful within the league, and then obviously now just recently with the announcement here today, you know, they will be hosting the event in 2020. So it's just a, you know, a fabulous accomplishment to get the hosting, and the significance of the 50 years is just great. So,
how many MJ teams were considered?
Well, we threw it out to all the teams, but really, there, you know, the list was very small in terms of those that were interested. There were two or three that were interested initially, but it you know, very quickly got distilled down to really just one. So,
formerly the RBC Cup, do we have a new name for it?
You know, it's a Hockey Canada event, and so they've been working to try to get another sponsor for the event. I don't know how those things work. That's not part of you know, it's a Hockey Canada initiative. So, I'm sure they're working on trying to get someone to you know, a company to come forward to sponsor it. Up to this point, I guess they've been unsuccessful, but I'm sure they'll get that rectified in due course.
Very good.
Obviously, we'll talk to some of the Portage movers and shakers about what it means to the community, but what does this mean for the Manitoba Junior Hockey League to host it?
Well, it's just a, you know, a further example of the great work that's going on in the league, you know, from top to bottom. And obviously, you know, Portage has been one of the top franchises in our league for quite a number of years. And they continue to show that, you know, that they've got the resources, not just on the ice, but off the ice, to put together events such as this. This is a major undertaking. And, you know, I as the commissioner, I'm just, you know, very proud of all the work that goes on behind the scenes by the people that operate, you know, franchises like the Terriers. And it's so much work. The people that come and watch the games, all they see is the games. They don't really, you know, in some cases have a real understanding of all the effort that goes on to put these things on. So, again, I'm very proud of, you know, the Terriers and the community of Portage for stepping forward on this one.